From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Star. Our star of the week, we alluded to that already, is Expel Technologies Corporation, DAP.U is its symbol on the TSX Venture. That U denotes the company trades in US dollars on a Canadian exchange. Well, Wednesday of this week, shares of Expel, one of, like I said, our core focus by Canadian Girl Stock Holdings, jumped 58% on that day alone. It's one of those surprises that for our clients was 9 months in the making. It was recommended 9 months ago in the $1.40 range and has traded anywhere from $1.25 to $1.65, basically in that range, for about 8 months. Now, the stock, that jump up, the 63% jump up on this week made it it's the single best performing stock on the TSX Venture on the day and for the week. The stock is also the second best performing company on the venture exchange over the past month, only eclipsed by Covalon Technologies, a stock which we also have in our coverage universe and was a star. Covalon itself was a star here 2 weeks ago on the podcast. Year to date, Expel is up over 130%. So what does the company do? Well, it's a leading supplier of automotive paint protection and window films. That see-through film that prevents those annoying scratches, dings, and dents on your vehicle. So a pretty simple business. But what's driving that growth this week? Well, it was a true blowout Q1. All-time records across the board for the company. Revenue was up just under 100% to $25.2 million. Sequentially from the last quarter, so Q4 2017, it was up 24.5%. Earnings came in at 7.2 cents per share in that range from basically a small loss in the same quarter last year. So tremendous growth in terms of earnings. So you'd think this stock, after producing such an impactful quarter and racking up some of the best gains year to date of roughly all the 2,000 stocks on the TSX Venture that started the year in the dollar range or above, it might be getting a little more airtime, say, on BNN, or you might see some ink spilled on it in this country's financial pages, or at the very least, attract the attention of some analysts on Bay Street. Alas, the company seems to have been given the Rodney Dangerfield treatment at the moment. No respect at all. Well, we're here to change that today, granting Expel the coveted title of Keystone's Star of the Week. Some of the talking points on the company here, it is really shocking that there's basically zero coverage on the company outside of Keystone. But I mean, for us, I guess that is where the opportunities lie and develop. So we can find a company like this that has no coverage, that is trading at a discount to the market. And when they have a blowout quarter like this, our clients can very much be rewarded by buying it at a discount to its intrinsic value.